Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me once again Peter Talman. He's the President and CEO of Klondike Gold Corp. Peter has a very extensive career as an exploration geologist, over 35 years of experience in Canada, Chile, Mexico, and Australia, and he's been involved in some grassroots discoveries, three of them, in fact, three mineral deposits, two of which have been mined diversely, one at gold, one antimony, and one zinc deposit. So he's had a lot of experience, but right now, I don't care a whole lot about those. I'm not invested in those, but right now I am invested in Klondike. So I'm hoping to hear what Peter has discovered since we last spoke to him on July 24th. Thanks for joining me again, Peter.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for the intro, too.
Those are great discoveries. You can wear them with pride, and they look good on your resume for sure, and rightfully so. But right now, it's Klondike Gold that I'm cheering for because I own a fair number of shares, and I guess a lot of our listeners probably own some, too. So, Peter, you were last on the show on July 24th, and you noted that Klondike was in the process of completing a number of surface geological programs like an airborne survey, soil sampling, lithological and structural mapping, etc. I'm assuming that work has been completed now, and if so, what geological insights have you gained that will help you reach your first goal, which is to outline 1 million ounces of gold? I think that's what you told me the last time. That's really what you're first and foremost to get the number up there where the big boys will start to pay some attention, but then later on fill in the spaces and learn to know more about your grades and continuity, etc. But what have you learned since we last spoke, and what have some of these surface geological exercises taught you?
A lot, in one word. Basically all of those programs finished by mid-late August, and so we're still really going through the details, but from an airborne point of view, I think maybe your listeners will remember we were conceptually thinking that there was a major structure of some sort that ran the 60-kilometer-long length of the district. In the magnetics, we can see that, not well, not nearly as well as I had hoped to image, but it's there. In the soils that we've just completed, definitely you can see that line that you can see in the airborne. We see it in anomalous soils all the way along the 60-kilometer length. So we have a number of brand new targets that have never really been identified previously. And funnily enough, they're all associated with placer creeks. So they're on the hills above these productive creeks. the whole narrative that we started with is being borne out, at least, or supported by the work that we've just completed. We've also done lithologic mapping, which we now know the distribution of the units throughout the belt. And we've done, more importantly, I think, structural mapping, and that's led us to identify a particular structural event that hosts the gold within all that package. And so we're light years ahead of where we were even at the end, early July.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we spoke in July, you had, I think at that point in time, received only seven holes were assayed out of 44, your 44-hole drill program. Now, you're going to be expanding on that because, as I understand it, you've had a very successful drill program this summer, and I want you to talk about that a little later. But have you gotten back most of those, the rest of those assays from that 44-hole program? And if so, what have they taught you?
Actually, we haven't got them back yet. We have bits and pieces now, and really over the last week, they're starting to accelerate. The lab has been blocked. Everybody now is doing the same, using the same assay procedure that we are doing, which basically means it's a triple, three different assays to get one number.
Oh, okay.
And it takes quite a lot of time. However, so the things that we have got have been extremely, positive in that the nugget reassays, or we did infill drilling looking for disseminated gold at places other than Lone Star. And remembering that the kind of the identification of disseminated gold, which is broad gold disseminate over broad widths. It's relatively lower grade, but that's perfect for open pitting. Conceptually, we tried to look at that at the Nugget Zone. We'd identified it first at Lone Star, which is where we've been drilling primarily. Now we're drilling it at Nugget. And, you know, we had a really nice news release, a gram over 58 or 60 meters, 2.5 grams over 25 meters. There were four or five holes we got back, which we had announced that all had similar results. And that extended the Nugget Zone from a couple hundred meters now to about a kilometer and a half to 2 kilometers. And the drilling we've done visually now over that, we've drilled about 20 holes along that trend now. They all have visually hit mineralization that we now associate with this disseminated plus vein style. And we're really positive about that. And really that was... The initial identification of broad zones that disseminated at gold at Nugget was what led us to just jump and go bring a second drill in.
Yeah. Well, that's obviously a big breakthrough there, because it's for the first time in like 120 years you guys have discovered that there's disseminated gold there. Before that, it was always the targets on the high-grade quartz veins where you'd see, I guess, a lot of nuggety gold there, right?
Statistically, all our gold is visible, and that's that's the result that's come out of the assay method we're using, the screen for metallics, where you crush the rock and put it all just on a screen, like a window screen, and all the gold sits on top. So it's visible gold. 92% of our gold is visible. And that's coming out of the disseminated zones as well as the quartz veins. Functionally as a result of what we've done now, we can really explain the placer gold in the creeks. Bonanza Creek is coming from Lone Star, and now in El Dorado Creek, definitely a good portion of the gold is coming from this Nugget Zone as we're drilling it off. And just more recently, we've made another prospecting discovery, and again, this is on the back of the structural mapping of a zone of gold that runs basically right down El Dorado Creek as well. We're drilling that today, but that's a like 3-kilometer-long zone of quartz veins with gold in it that have been sitting on the road, the El Dorado Road, for 100 years and have been unrecognized effectively. And we see that also is a major contributor to the El Dorado Creek gold. So, we're identifying sources to explain why all the gold is in the creeks, and literally it's because the gold is being eroded directly from the rocks around them. So we don't see we have to go very far. We don't have to invoke a large travel. We just go find where a placer miner is being successful and go uphill.
Well, it's not as if it's all been eroded away, though, as you've explained to me earlier. I think the orogenic nature, the geological model that you're following would suggest there's a great deal of depth to these. But you really have so much to explore laterally right now, so I guess you're not concerned about much in terms of depth right now. But let me ask you, Peter, when do you expect the rest of those holes, when might investors expect to see some results out of the rest of those 44 holes?
In point of fact, we're now up to somewhere around 70 to 80 holes still to come. And they'll be starting soon. I do have some now, and so I've been out in the field working this past weekend, and so I have a bunch that have come in over the last week, as I said, so we'll all be compiling them and getting them out, hopefully the beginning of, later this week or early next week would be the start.
Excellent.
That it's going to take until January to clear the backlog at the lab, and so these will be cycling through until then.
On August 14th, you announced plans to expand your drill program. Now, I think you indicated there's 70 to 80 holes yet to come. You had, when we talked to you in July, you had you had assays from seven holes of 44. So it looks like you're going to have assays coming out all the way up through the end of the year, perhaps?
Yeah.
That you'll be reporting?
Right. Well, so when we talked last, we just kind of completed 40 holes for the season. Uh-huh. We added a second drill, and each drill on a shift can drill 20 holes. So we just added another 40 or so drill holes in terms of time, and we really haven't received those assays. They're going through them. So we're somewhere around 70 holes to come, plus mm-hmm. all the infill assays that we've been doing from holes in the previous years. So there's a backlog of drill core assays and intervals. About half of them are going to come from Lone Star. Another two-thirds a third will come from Nugget, and a third will come from, that doesn't add up in fractions, but anyway, some will come from the El Dorado faults around French Gulch.
Okay,
new stuff.
Excellent.
We're going to have a lot of new stuff coming.
New stuff. Well, we talked to you, the last time you were on the show, you talked about a wildcat target, the Gold Run. Anything more to do with that?
I have the assays for that now, finally.
Okay, so we'll be waiting for that maybe later this week.
You'll be seeing that next.
In general,
I'll say, I mean, we saw visible gold in the drill core. However, and the question was always, did the alteration around the little quartz veins run? It doesn't look like much did. But when we soiled regional soil, we have a big soil anomaly at Gold Run, and it's not where we were drilling. So there you go.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see, but I think we could be privy to a lot of very interesting and potentially very important news coming out over the next several weeks, I guess, huh? All the way through to the end of the year. And then when do you think that you'll have your final, you know, pull everything together, all the stuff that you've learned, because you won't be doing much up there in the wintertime, I gather, or you'll be probably looking at all the data you've gathered through this extensive program, and then at some point you'll probably write a big summary of what you've learned this year, and when might we expect that?
Late January to end of February, mm-hmm. And then at that point, March is usually the first week of March is the budget for the year and what we're going to do. So there's a process going all the way through. I'm a bit vague on some of the details now because we've just had a dump of all the regional data, and we're still trying to figure it out. But that's led us to, it's been positive, and it's even with the prospecting, we found zones of gold with prospecting based on these structural ideas that means that we're onto stuff. So, the news release for the compendium, probably late February, early March is the plans for the new year in terms of budget and targets. And I think there's going to be more targets this coming year than what we started with last year, or this year, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I would expect so.
You ask another question, or you made a comment about, trying to look for 1,000,000 ounces in terms of a target.
Yes, yes.
And we have announced Lone Star conceptually has, the characteristics, length and width, that it could possibly have that. And I would add now, based on what we've seen and learned this year, that nugget fault trend has at least that potential. It seems like the grades along the nugget fault are a little bit higher than they are at Lone Star, and at least in outcrop, and this is from prospecting as well as from where we've drilled, it's a longer trend. We have it in outcrop over nearly 3 kilometers now. And then finally, El Dorado, despite the fact that we have limited data on that, we've been able to follow it along for also 3 kilometers or so. And so I think that could develop into conceptually another fairly significant target.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's just a matter. It's a matter of doing the work, and it takes a little time. And as I understand it, you have enough money to carry you through this year, right? You're not going to have to raise any more money in 2018.
Not at all. We did accelerate, because we've accelerated the drilling, we're spending a little bit more than we budgeted. So we budgeted $2.5 million and we'll probably have spent $3 to $3.5 million. But we started the year with $6.5 million in the bank. And I promised everyone that we would have a $2.5 million minimum program in 2019. And we will have that with the money that we still have.
Wow. Good. Very good news. So, well, we expect that some good drill results will come out. Hopefully it start to give a picture of some continuity anyway, that the markets will start to look favorably. It's all about the science, though, Peter. I know you're a straight shooter, and you tell it like it is. And when things aren't favorable, you let people know that as well. I think it's important for people to know that when they're dealing with somebody that's honest and has integrity in this business, because it's the kind of business where there's room for speculation or misleading people. And I know you're not that kind of a guy. At least I haven't seen anything to do with you that's like that. So I thank you for all of your hard work and what you're doing there. One last word, perhaps. Anything else you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I thank you for that. Just that one last comment. If I thought that this was bad or had poor prospectivity, I'd rather go off and do something different where you can find things with and have a lot more fun. And so far, this has turned out, I think it's exceeded my expectation, this entire project. And so I think there's a lot more to learn, and it's super challenging, but there's a lot of gold in the ground there to find.
A lot of gold in the ground yet to be found, and then to delineate and tell us and quantify how much is there. That's what we're really looking for, but we know it takes a lot of time and hard work. Peter, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll look to do it again when you have some more significant news. Thanks so much.
Thank you.